The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Good morning. Today we have a special guest from CIMB Futures, Mr. David Tan, Head of Futures Broking from CIMB Futures. We will be talking about futures, specifically the equity indices sector. David, to recap from the last two sessions we had, we started with understanding futures on physical assets such as soybean oil, crude oil, and so forth. What is the difference between such commodities futures and equity index futures?
The only difference with equity index futures is that there is no way to deliver the index. So at the expiry of the contract, buyer and seller exchange a cash amount equivalent to the value of the index. Whereas for commodity futures, the buyer of the contract commits to purchasing and the seller commits to delivering certain amounts of the underlying asset at some future date.
So how does a stock market retail investor relate to these futures?
Retail investors who are familiar with stocks will also be familiar with equity indices such as S&P 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Equity indices measures the performance of a portfolio of stocks and are used as an indicator of the market health, either as a whole or a particular sector. An equity index futures contracts, however, is something that you can buy and sell and provides investors a way to trade indices in a very similar manner to stocks. While it is important to understand the difference between buying stocks and equity index futures, in terms of look and feel trading, the two products behave very much in the same way. Buyers and sellers submit their orders to the exchange where they are matched off a central limit order book.
Now, David, tell us the differences between the S&P, NASDAQ and Dow Jones.
Of the three, S&P 500 provides the broadest picture of the performance of the US market. The NASDAQ is generally viewed as a measure of health of the technology sector due to the large weighting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average provides a much more concentrated picture of 30 of the largest companies of the US equity market. It is also different in that it weighs the constituent stocks by their share price rather than by their market capitalization.
What are the key economic factors one should be looking for trading futures?
Unlike single stocks, which are highly sensitive to company-specific news flows, equity indices provide more diversified exposure to the equity market and therefore more sensitive to the broad market forces and economic conditions than performance by any one company. Broad economic forces such as consumption, consumer spending, employment, inflation, interest rates, and central bank policies have all considerable impact on equity markets, as do demand and supply forces within equity markets and between asset classes.
Thank you, David, for speaking to us today. If you would like to know more about CIMB Futures and the products they offer, you may call the hotline at 03-2265-8908. This segment is brought to you by CIMB Futures and in partnership with CME Group.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.